What exactly is a dream master? Okay. What is a dream master? I wrote this book for a very specific reason. God began to deal with me about dreams early in my Christian life. I didn't know why. I had no understanding of it, but he did. And as I began to progress through the years of interpreting dreams, I discovered something. That the more skillful I became in interpreting my own dreams, the more difficult my dreams became. And I would reach these plateaus like, Lord, how come I don't understand this dream? And I've been interpreting dreams for years. And the Lord caused me to know, because if you continue to receive dreams at the level that you're receiving them at, you would never grow. And so I thought, well, God, give me more dream interpretation anointing. There's a degree of anointing in becoming skillful in dreams, but most of it is work. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's work. Look at the book of Genesis, chapter 37, and look at verse 19. Joseph's brethren see him coming, and they say, here comes the dreamer. The word there really should be translated the dream master. The word there is Baal, which means master. Joseph was known to them as a dream master. Now, why would he be known as a dream master? Is it because someone gave him the title? No. It's because he had to have had some legacy of skillfully interpreting dreams over some extended period of time. Amen? Here's something we don't like in the body of Christ. We don't like the concept of mastery. I preached a message out of Ecclesiastes, and it talked about the assemblies of the masters, those who were masters, those who had taken gifts and disciplines and became masters in that. We don't like that. Because mastery is not anointing. Mastery is work. Come on, somebody. It's work. And so as I've learned to interpret dreams over the years, I've had to put in the work to understand that. So I don't want to discourage you. You're not going to walk out of here with hands laid on you, become more skillful in dreams. I'm going to teach you some principles that if you apply them, you will never have a dream that you cannot interpret. Somebody say amen. But you have to learn the principles and work the principles. The Bible is an amazing book. There's so much hidden in the scripture that we just have to kind of decode, we have to unlock. Now the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to start out by interpreting dreams. I'm going to interpret four dreams. Now, I don't do epics. You know what I mean by epics? You can't give me a dream that's like 2 hours long. I can't do that. All right? Give me a simple dream. It doesn't have to be simple, but give me a dream that's reasonably concise. I'm going to interpret it for you. Nobody got a dream? Come on, woman, stand up.
Into the microphone.
Where's the mic? Yeah. I'm going to demonstrate two different techniques that will help you. Go ahead.
I have a reoccurring dream. I don't have a lot of dreams, but this is a reoccurring probably for the last 10 or 15 years.
First, all right there. Reoccurring dream. We cover that in here. A reoccurring dream is something that God is trying to get to you. That's why it's reoccurring. Okay? Let's go ahead.
In the dream, I go into my mother's house. She has a two-story, pretty large house. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a chair railing has been plastered around every single room, bathroom, all the way around. And I'm trying to figure out in the dream, what is that? Eventually, I figure out it's a huge snake that is wrapped in every single room, and I'm standing at the doorway, and when I recognize and realize that it's a huge, like a rattlesnake, because the diamondbacks are on that chair railing, a huge snake head is coming right at me, trying to basically devour me, and then I wake up out of the dream.
Okay. Now, this is what we call the linear method of interpretation, and we'll teach that later on. I'm going to interpret first by interpreting the components of the dream. All right? Typically, a house can mean place of origins. It can represent a particular school of ministry or lifestyle, okay? Typically, for a Christian, the mother's house is the place you got saved, the place you were nurtured, and the place you developed in God. And so you're going back to that and seeing it, oh, God, in a way that you probably had not seen it before. Now, did you get saved in Liberty?
Yes.
Okay. What did you come out of?
Church of Christ. No spiritual gifts, no laying on of hands, no.
So that was your mother's house. That's where your mother. And now you go back and see what you couldn't see. The bondage that was in that room or that realm or that dimension or that whole denomination. Some things God doesn't allow us to see while we're there, but he takes us back to see it, to see what we came out of, that you were in a place of constriction. Church of Christ doesn't believe in music or any of that, right?
Correct.
That's the gift of the dream.
Amen?
Amen? Come on, make sense to you? Now, how did I interpret that dream? I used a principle that is pretty clearly explained in the scripture that Jesus did, line upon line, precept upon precept. You understand that? Interpreting each component of the dream. Now, here's where the labor comes in. You have to have enough diligence and enough time and enough effort to be able to have a general understanding of symbols. All right? Two classes of symbols. There are objective symbols and subjective symbols. Now, an objective symbol is one that is clearly explained in the scripture. For example, we know if we see a dove, what does that mean? The Holy Spirit. We see water, typically means the flow. Fire can mean, although it has variations to it. Those are what we call objective symbols. Subjective symbols are symbols that only have meaning to you. So say, for example, you had a dream and you saw your old high school teacher. That's a subjective symbol. That symbol only has a meaning to you. And so in the process of becoming a dream master, not only do you need a good book, Paula Price's book is an excellent one, that has a dictionary, but you also have to construct your own dictionary of subjective symbols that only mean something to you. Somebody say amen. You're looking at me a little crazy. All right? That's the work part, developing this whole body of information that helps you become skilled. So give me another dream.
Um,